keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper, May 21st, 2025, episode 134. And hello, my queen. With you, my dear, life is timeless love and hearts that redeem.
Wow, is that AI?
Yes. It is AI, also known as Almighty Intelligence.
Oh, yes, I know. Yes. You've recoined AI.
I'm rebranding AI to Almighty Intelligence.
Yes, yes.
I believe in that AI. Everything else is below the standard.
Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful, babe. Hello.
Hello, darling.
You know, I stepped into the studio.
Wait, let's cheers first before you berate me. And cheers. I'm drinking wine. And
I'm drinking water.
I am drinking. This is from the Vaudeville collection, which we recently picked up. This is a Coudoulet de Beaucastel. It is a Codiron.
David Mascherano's probably rolling his eyes if he's listening to this.
He doesn't listen. He only listens when he walks by and Andrea's listening. Appellation d'origine contrôlée. It's been approved.
Okay.
It's approved. It's good stuff. Actually, I've been drinking this all week because, you know, it's just me drinking. So I have one glass a day.
I know you've like curved your.
I'm down this morning. I was 195 pounds.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What are you trying to get to?
194.9.
So I walk into the Adam studio.
And immediately, where did you get up
with you? I said, wow. You have a lot of cups in here. I go, so many cups. I go, you know, I know what we should do. We should move a refrigerator and a coffee maker in here because you're always in the studio.
I think that's a great idea. And a bed.
And even I can better. Just stay. You could sleep with Phoebe.
So
I don't want you to sleep with Phoebe.
For those of you who are wondering what's happening, when we got, I don't know if it was when we got together or at some point in our relationship, I said, if you ever hear me say, I'm starting a new company, you should stop me. Is that, did I say that?
I don't remember that. No.
No? You don't remember that?
But I do remember the other companies where they didn't come to fruition. I remember that. So.
Well, one.
No, it was two.
Which ones? The Castmaster Pro.
And then the other one, it was with the crypto. Unico.
Oh.
Unico.
Yeah, that was not good.
Yeah. There were two companies that spun out of that.
This, however, this is Godcaster work. And we know what we're doing it for.
Yes.
And I mean, what was it that Rick Green said it yesterday?
From Patriot Academy.
Yes. When he said he feels he's in the joy
for
of
the pleasure,
for the pleasure, yes.
Say for it God's again. Pleasure,
for God's
he's
pleasure,
he's doing things for God's pleasure.
That's exactly how it feels.
Yeah, I know. Babe.
And I take praise breaks. This is a new thing Pastor Jimmy introduced us to. I take it when something just comes together. I stop and go, praise Jesus, thank you. Oh, and it's been happening. This has been a phenomenal week. It's been a great week. So no matter what you say. In your usual snide tone against me on the Wednesday evening podcast.
It's part of the show.
To put me down.
It's part of the show.
To put me in my place. To reduce me from Adam Curry to Adam Curry.
Well,
which
Adam,
is good, which is good.
There's so much stuff
it's,
in
it's
here.
It's a mess. It is. It's
and you got to clean it up before we have people over for dinner. I'm embarrassed.
It's a war zone. It is a working war zone. I completely agree.
Do you
I concur.
Not see it?
Yeah, of course I see it. But I'm doing stuff for God over here.
But God is telling me to tell you to clean it up.
I heard something different. I heard God say, Tina, clean it up. But maybe I'm hearing a different
Let
God.
Let me in here. I will clean this,
no,
up. I'm not even allowed. You should see how messy my side of the desk is.
I didn't even come over there.
I have wires that are not even connected to anything.
You know what the cool thing is? When Felicitas comes.
Here. Look at this one. Here. What's this?
That's a wire.
It's not connected to
important
anything.
Wire for the future of the company. When Felicitas comes in here Monday, these days
she shakes her head.
I'm even no. She comes in here. She picks up things like that, cleans it, and puts it down. She picks up like this little memory card, picks it up, cleans, puts it right back down. She's I'm not even touching your keyboard. So I'm not touching that. And she just cracks me up. She's like picking things up, putting it down. She's cleaning underneath things and then puts it back down again. She's the best. She gets me.
She is the best.
Anyway, baby, you're absolutely right. It's happening soon. We just had to get through this moment. And thank you for this important moment in time.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody.
We're tough working conditions.
Hello, everybody. It's episode 134 of Curry and the Keeper. Thank you for listening.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Hey, there's a lot of people.
I know.
A lot of people who are like, what do you mean no one's listening?
I know.
They let us know.
I got a poem from Donna, which she said, I don't need to read on the air, but I'm going to anyway, because it's funny. But yes, so I'm sick.
Yeah.
I'm at the tail end of sickness.
I have not seen you this sick in a while.
Well,
not since COVID probably. Well, whatever that was.
When we got home from Italy, remember? That was about 6 months ago. But this is what happened. We went and had one of those fancy wine paired dinners at Vaudeville with the international arms dealer and his beautiful wife. And kind of a disappointing event for me. I didn't think it was their best. Number one, it started off that I didn't like the table. We didn't like the table.
you were not happy.
No. They knew, but they were like, there's nothing we could do. It was apologetic. And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't like that.
I think I actually heard you say, do you know we have a podcast?
I think I did say that to him. and he was like, please don't say anything on the podcast. Well, here I am.
And I said, I'm giving you a bad Yelp review.
I know. And, you know, it's a very curated menu. And it was not my favorite. And
it looked beautiful.
It's always beautiful.
The look was beautiful.
It just wasn't my favorite. And so that was very rich, and we had beautiful wines, which David picked out, which was beautiful.
It was Dylan, really.
Dylan was doing the searching. He's a wonderful sommelier.
Yes, he knows what he's doing.
So, but that was so rich for me. So that was a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, what happens to me 2:30 in the morning, I'm awake.
Yeah.
Because I have too much sugar in my system because I'm not used to eating like that.
But you're not Bill Gatesing like he used to.
No, I got up and I laid on the couch and I started listening to this.
You said I was listening to scripture. I was listening to everything I could.
Here's the thing. So I'm listening to this. I don't know. I just picked it out on YouTube. We're going to read Ephesians to you. So they start very gently. Ephesians, you know, they're Ephesians 1. They start reading and they go, gold, buy gold. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I have been investigating this, by the way. This gold stuff is scandalous.
Well, no, but that,
I'm just telling you that. I'm just as a teaser for people to know. These gold advertisements, stay away from them. They're scandalous.
Okay. Thank you for that.
And by the way, can I say something?
Yes.
Gold! Would you like gold for your IRA? Get Curry and the Keeper gold!
You're listening to God's word and they insert advertisements. So I got annoyed.
What were you listening to?
I don't know. It was reading Ephesians to me. You know, it just starts to read the Bible.
Wait a minute. What app was this?
I don't even know. It was 2:30 in the morning.
I want to know what that was. That's annoying. That's horrible.
It was awful.
Was it YouTube? Awful.
It was YouTube, yes. Ah,
there it is.
And I need to go to podcast or to Fountain. That's where I need to
There's
go.
There's a thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, 2:30 in the morning, my head's not right. I got sugar pulsating through my system. I'm not happy. I didn't get to sleep till about 4:35.
No, you were not in a good way.
And then that Friday, Annette and I went to San Antonio and
stop.
I knew.
Stop. Friday morning. What did your man say to you?
He said, I don't think you should go. You're tired. You're too tired. And I said, no. We have an appointment. I have to go.
And I said, you can cancel. People cancel all the time.
I keep my commitments.
Even the people you had. And how good was that for you?
Well, it didn't turn out so well. Because we spent all day together on Friday. And then we met up for dinner. And we went to dinner with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. And then when I got home, I'm like, I don't feel good.
No.
And then sure enough, boom, I got sick. So couple things. Sugar is not my friend. I like sugar, but sugar is not my friend.
Not your friend.
And two, after that meal at Vaudeville, I'd rather eat a pizza.
Yo.
When I thought about all the calories and the stuff that I consumed, I'm like, I would have been happier with a Pizza Hut pizza.
So can I surmise from this conversation and some conversations we've had over the past few days.
Yes, please surmise. Surmise away.
Kara.
I didn't say go on. I said surmise away.
Is it possible that you're a little done with the foodie adventure for the time
I
being?
I think I am.
I am too.
I am.
I'm done. And we eat so relatively clean.
We do.
And simple. And I'm just like.
We need a break.
And as much as I like the wine pairings, I'm also a little tired of that. I'm just tired of it.
We just need a break. We did too many too soon.
Too many too soon. Yes.
Yeah.
That was my body reacting. Sorry. My body actually went, no. That's it. We're done for a while. Yeah, no more foodie adventures.
Because we had just done the San Antonio thing.
It was too soon. Okay, good.
So next time, we're going out for pizza and burgers and french fries.
No, pizza. We haven't done pizza in a long time.
Not Pizza Hut pizza. I just said that because you're not taking me there on a date again. That was awful.
Okay. we do burgers all the time. Well, June 16th, because Monday.
What's June 16th?
Okay, great. So Monday. Tina was so sick.
Well, she's like,
okay, I'm backing up.
I didn't get to go to the meetup because I was so sick.
Yeah, boy, you were really bummed about that. I can't go to the meetup.
No, I love No Agenda Nation. You know that I do. I was all set to go. And you were like, you're not going. And we're not going on our anniversary dinner because you can't even breathe on me. I just stay away from me.
It was actually on my morning prayer walk. I kid you not. The voice of God or Holy Spirit, whoever it is, said, put your foot down. No to Monday. And it was disappointing to hear because, you know, I had a nice little anniversary overnight in Austin plan. You know, most of it. I mean, big surprise. But I'm like, no, because we're going to Nashville this weekend. We leave Friday. If you overtax yourself, it would really suck if K-Love weekend was, you know,
this is true,
a bummer because you're not feeling well. So look at the quality of the problem, will you? It's like, are we going for an anniversary dinner? No, because that's been rebooked for
June 16th.
June 16th. Now she remembers.
Oh, I remember. Yes.
Because I said, we'll just rebook it. When'd you like to go? And you went, you have to say when. And I said, okay, June 16th.
I didn't say that.
I'm sorry. I can replicate. You have to say when. Wasn't that it?
You know what? You know,
all I wanted, here we go.
I just wanted you to just put a little effort into it without having me to decide everything.
And you decided nothing.
I didn't. Because I said, you need to take care of that.
I was just asking you when you were free, girl. That's all I didn't ask you to book it or rebook it or rebook Phoebe or rebook the restaurant or rebook the hotel or rebook anything. I just said, when are you free?
I was sick and I was upset that we weren't going.
I'm sorry. It was more like, what was it? It was more like. You had the worst vocal fry.
I'm Tina.
I know. And Stephanie from the Blonde Squad goes, you need to do an NPR opening with that vocal fry. I don't have a vocal fry that much anymore. It was really bad. But I was upset. I was upset that all of our plans were canceled. But I understood. That was much easier to reschedule than Nashville. And I would have really been bummed if we would have missed Nashville.
Again, look at the quality of the problem.
I know.
Okay, so you didn't go to the No Agenda meetup. I did go to the No Agenda meetup, and it was fabulous.
Yes, I know.
All of our favorite celebrities were there, including Sir Brian with a lie.
Sir Brian with a lie. He said he was orange from his spray tan. Is that true?
He looks more like Doug than ever. It's unbelievable. Now, of course, it's always lovely to see him. Always.
I know. He's such a huge supporter.
He is.
I want to shake him, though. I want to shake him like a rag doll. I mean,
all of our favorites were there. Rob the Constitutional Lawyer, Sir Ducifer.
Dirty Jersey
Whore. oh, my God. I forget you know, there was,
you were, you fell in love with the little baby with the couple. You were just gaga over this baby.
Jamie and Alyssa, and they came in from Dallas. Three kids. Their son is, I think, three. Their daughter, 18 months, and their newborn, 3 weeks.
They drove from Dallas to come to the meetup.
Well, they stayed overnight the night before.
Okay, that's dedication.
But a young couple. Having kids, homeschooling, I'm like, you're stealing my heart here. This is amazing. And aww. And the 18-month-old, she was so cute. She was sharing her little Mandarin pieces with me.
Aww.
She was smile, big smile at me. You know, usually when I smile.
You were eating her food?
Yeah. Give me that food, kid. Usually, well, she shared it with me. Usually when I smile at kids, they go, hmm.
Yeah,
like, here get you a go. Little bit freaked out by
I know
me.
You just kept talking about that baby. You were just like, you well, loved not it.
Just, it was just the whole family. Yeah. It was beautiful.
You were there a while too, because I texted you like, hello.
Yeah. Tina's like, sorry. Text me when you're on your way, so I know you'll get home safe, which is code for, are you coming home
no,
yet?
No. I just wanted to make sure you were okay. You could have stayed till 9 o'clock. Well, I didn't care.
The problem was you weren't there to shepherd me. So I stayed talking to everybody way too long. I talked to everybody at least twice.
Okay, good.
We had a barbecue, a value for value barbecue when Matt and, Matt Long organized it.
Yes.
With his lovely wife.
Gail.
Yes. And so they had friends who had never heard of No Agenda, said, come on out, bring your barbecue stuff. He does this barbecue stuff. I said, we'll do it value for value. You won't be disappointed. And the guy went, okay.
Yeah.
And he said he was very happy with the results.
So good.
The whole thing was just fantastic.
Yeah, you said you had a lovely time in Jenny, really who owns the, what's it, the
1776 bar and the, is it the Full Moon Bed and Breakfast? Half or full?
Yeah, she said she wants to have it quarterly there.
No, every six months. Yeah. And then there was this like, and we want to do a Headbangers Ball reunion.
What?
Okay.
What's that?
I don't
know. Going to try and get some hair bands in?
Get some hair bands.
They're bald bands now. I'm sure they have no hair.
Get some hair no bands. Hair. I'm like, we'll talk about it, Jenny.
Hey,
like,
speaking of, have you seen a recent picture of Sharon Osbourne?
She's losing her hair?
No, she is rail. She's thinner than the last picture you saw.
That's because she's on the O train.
Yeah, she
man.
Said she cannot gain weight now.
No. Yeah. And is she losing her eyesight? Because that's next.
She looks like a skeleton. She looks really bad. Nah, anyway, sorry. But I'm sorry I'd missed it. I really didn't. And so I told Brian that
great.
I wasn't going. Because you said in the morning, you better text Brian, tell him that you're not going to be there. And so he goes, drink some orange juice. I'm like, what? That's
the wrong
sugar.
Thing to say to you.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, But no, I was just surprised at how long you were there, because usually you're not there that long.
Again.
But, no, I got it. I got it. I didn't want you to come home.
My handler.
I didn't want you to come home.
I'm just kidding, man.
So, hey, man.
I didn't have my handler there. So, you know, I was freewheeling by myself. Holly was there from church.
Yes.
I said, Holly?
Yeah.
Because everyone has a name tag on it. I said, first of all, I didn't know it was H-O-L-L-E-E.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah, no, I heard you on Pastor Jimmy's podcast and know about Karine the Keeper, but I couldn't find that on the Amazon app. I was like, what?
I know.
What?
Amazon app.
You got to upgrade to a real app. Is it? Yeah, and I started listening to No Agenda while I'm doing the garden, and I really like it. And I heard about the meetup, which means she listened to the whole show, because that's after 3 hours to talk about the meetups.
Yeah.
And she says, I'm really not someone who goes out much, but she said, I met some really interesting people. So yeah, I'll bet you did.
Yeah, they're very colorful. That's what makes the community so bright.
It was great. You were missed. Everyone was very sad.
Oh, that's
sweet. There were a lot of people who just actually were really, really sad.
Oh.
And were very worried for you and had all kinds of remedies and homeopathic ideas and everything for you. So
yes,
anyway,
I'm on the mend.
You are. Oh, you're definitely on the mend. You're good to go, girl.
Yes. So, but I wanted to go back to our anniversary.
Oh, I'm
sorry. So on, you know, even though we had to miss.
You didn't go to church.
I didn't go to church.
Same thing. There I am. It's not like, hey, Adam. It's like, hey, where's Tina? Where's Tina? Everyone's like, where's Tina? Where's Tina?
He said, I left her at home.
No, I said.
She's a germ barge.
She got the cooties, man.
She got the cooties.
She can't come. She'd be spreading the cooties everywhere.
Spreading cooties.
You missed a good one because.
I listened to it on my
phone. How did the worship team sound?
I just listened to the sermon. I didn't listen to the whole.
Brent discovered some things in the mixer and he just opened it up. I'm sitting there like, wow.
Oh,
it sounded
good.
So good.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
I was vibing on that for sure. Yeah, it was really nice. Hands in the air.
I'm going to miss 2 weeks in a row because I'm going to miss Sunday too when we're in Nashville.
That's right.
But I wanted to say about the anniversary, a couple things. I put together our Instagram post. So if you want to see it, it's on Instagram.
Which was great. Tina's like this. I keep hearing the song over and over and over. She said, it won't work. The pictures are no good. This doesn't sound right. What is this? Took you a long time.
Because I never do it.
You do it for picture, for birthdays and
some
other
of these people, the way that they create their reels.
You are not happy.
I had to start over. And anyway, a couple things. So I realized as I was putting together, we have so many beautiful wedding photos that are not in our wedding album. So many.
How'd that happen?
Well, I mean, the book couldn't be 500 pages.
Yeah, I could.
I just realized like, wow, I missed that photo. But
the collage that you did, montage, was beautiful.
It was pretty.
Loved it.
And so the thing was that so many people sent us messages, you know, from your family, my sisters.
Yeah.
I don't think my Ellen. I think Ellen wished us happy anniversary, but I don't think Elise did. Christina messaged me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then even my friends, like my prayer warrior friends, said such beautiful messages. And one of my friends said, you both set such a great example for all of us.
Who was this?
That was Dawn.
I guess Dawn doesn't listen to the show.
No.
Because otherwise she'd be like, I don't know about the example you guys set.
No, she sees us. She was at her vow renewal last year.
Yes,
and
she was.
And I just said, you know, that's all God. That's all God because he's in the center of our marriage. So even though it wasn't the celebration that we had, he made me a nice dinner with my cucumbers and my avocado.
I went all out, man. I got the...
You set the table.
The cloth... Got the cloth napkins with little butterfly rings. I lit the candles.
You lit the candles.
I had everything all set up. I had little water glasses, as much as I could do, because you were just like, I'm going to do the same thing we always have, buffet. I slaved in 100-degree heat.
I am such an ogre, aren't I?
Correct. Yeah. And slaved over the grill outside. I cut up your cucumbers and your avocado.
You slave in the heat because you got a hoodie on you're grilling in the middle of May.
And I'd hope that you would have taken a picture of it like, oh, look what my husband did for me. But no, none of that. Not even a mention like, oh, my husband tried to make things right for our canceled. No, none of that. He's like, okay, all right. A nice napkin. You set the table. Wow, want a medal? You want a little star on your forehead now all of a sudden?
I was appreciative. Don't say it like that. I was. But I honestly didn't notice the napkins until you mentioned them. I was like, oh yeah, those are the good napkins.
Wow. Hold on a second. I think I recorded this.
Oh, no.
I think I recorded this when you were sick.
No, this was after. No.
Was it?
This was.
Come on. Sing.
Life is a highway.
I knew you were going to guess.
I'm going to ride it all night long.
This is what I have to deal with. No. This is what I'm working with here, people.
That was after Thursday night at Vaudeville. That was after several glasses of wine.
That's probably where it started. It was probably the beginning of it. I'm keeping that.
You're
I
so
love
cool.
that.
You're like, you cannot sing. I cannot sing because I was coming back from the doctor today and I was.
You can sing as long as you sing with someone because you sing automatic harmony. It sounds great.
Well,
if you sing with other
singing
people.
Singing by myself. So I was singing in my car.
We could put you in the worship team.
Oh, no. I was singing in my car and I'm singing. I'm like, man, I sound terrible. I am bad. Bad. At least I admit it.
But you know all the lyrics. You know the lyrics to everything. I'm always impressed by that.
I do.
Anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And then, so that was Monday.
Tuesday, last night, we went to the Patriot Academy.
So you were better Tuesday.
Yes.
You were definitely better.
I had turned the corner. Mm-hmm. Yes. I just got a little like gunkiness, but I'm good. I don't feel nearly as bad as I did on Saturday and Sunday and Monday.
So Patriot Academy, if you've never heard of the Patriot Academy, you have to go to patriotacademy.com. They are educating the next generation of leaders in our country outside of the political system. And our church family just jumps in and helps them whenever they need it.
Exactly.
The church ladies. I mean, you guys organized that event, and this was a fundraiser. I mean, a small one for a select group, including our very own oil baron, Paul.
Yes.
Nice that he showed up.
I got Sheriff Ayala there through Mike McDonald.
That was very cool.
Yes,
all of a sudden, there's Lieutenant McDonald, there's two like detectives in plain clothes. And I'm like, pretty cool.
Well, Chris walks in.
You got juice, man. You got juice.
Well, Mike McDonald. Thank you, Mike. Chris walks in. And I said, oh, because I saw Mike right away. And that's the first time I've seen him in his full-on uniform. We usually see him in his workout clothes helping in our house.
This is Mike, the former Kerrville cop with anger management issues. Yes. He's now the lieutenant. And he has kicked the sheriff's department into shape.
He has.
Big time. Yes. He is working those guys like a dog. He is training them.
Yes.
The SWAT team.
He looks good in his uniform too, don't you think?
I'm like, you're handsome.
He looks happy. He looks content and happy.
He's happy because he's a happily married man. And you can just see this man, he was slowly withering away, being in service.
Yes.
He's a guy who just needs to be in service.
Yes,
that's what he needs. And he loves it
so much. I agree.
And they're cleaning up the county.
I know. So I see this sheriff walk in. I didn't recognize that it was Sheriff Ayala. He's got a cowboy hat on and Mike's behind
and
him.
He's also in full,
full everything. And I see Mike behind him. So I go, oh, hey, thanks for coming in. I said, what's your name? And he said, Chris Ayala. I go, oh yeah. I go, I voted for you. He goes, thanks. So yeah, I didn't recognize him because when I saw him, he was debating the other candidates.
Right. Well, he wasn't in uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was so pleased that I was able to.
You nailed it.
I just connected with Mike and Mike was like, I want to know what this is all about. Mm-hmm. I do. So I was so happy to hear that.
That was great.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the Patriot Academy and about the event since you were one of the organizers.
Well, I was recruited to help by the Sparkle Meister, my friend Debbie, my sweet friend Debbie.
Sparkle Meister,
and Debbie and I worked really well together this, and I managed. Everybody had their own little pieces. She oversaw everything.
You had a big text group texting all week, all day.
Yeah, and I managed the guest list and
Can
the
I
registration.
Ask you a question?
Yeah,
who's the green bubble in the text group? Because someone's a green bubble. I saw a green bubble pop up. I have to look. Who is
the green
bubble?
I think when there's one green bubble, it's all green bubbles.
Oh, it's all green bubble?
I believe so. Do you want me to double check that? The green bubble kind of contaminates the whole water. Yes.
That's exactly what I
thought. It's like the
chemical
that comes into the blue water and turns it green.
That's pretty much me in every single text group. Yeah. I'm the poisonous green.
Yes, you turn it all green.
The green bubble. Yeah. Yes, okay.
So I just volunteered to help out with certain things. Like I said, I helped manage the guest list. I did the flowers. I recommended the charcuterie table lady, you know, and we invited people.
She's the same one who did our charcuterie for the vow renewal.
Yes, mm-hmm.
She does an amazing board, man. And I'm sitting there. I've only had breakfast.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I have to do it. We're there early. And I have to do the so-called ask, which I was happy to do. And I'm looking at this table and I'm hungry. And then international arms dealer says, here, or actually his wife says, here, have a little glass of wine. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's good.
Before, you're looking at the table.
I'm looking at the table. I'm like, so I've had half a glass of wine. I'm like, I am so hungry. I'm feeling weak. And you look at me, no, do not touch that. Not until 5 o'clock. And then.
You were like drooling. I saw drool coming up.
5 o'clock, people are jumping in line. I'm like, now I had to wait another 10 minutes before. Because everyone's like, the tongs were a bad idea. The tongs don't work.
They were like bamboo tongs.
How do these tongs, like just.
You know, I know,
just,
but you poured that. I felt so bad for you. But I wanted to wait for all the guests to come. Yeah. I didn't want you to foul up the table. Because you were ready
because
to.
I'm no good.
You were ready to put on the feed bag.
I was so
you
hungry.
You were so hungry.
Anyway.
So.
You're hawking up a load.
I know I am. Excuse me. I'm really sorry, everybody. But yeah, so no, I just helped out where Debbie needed me to help out. I was happy to.
And well, you
I
did really, the whole guest list and everything?
No, yeah, it you, was not. I, you had a, I just
you
managed
had a spreadsheet
it.
Of something.
I managed it. Yeah, I didn't do yeah, the whole guest list, but I did the run a show. I did the flowers and the charcuterie table and invited people.
Run a show was pretty on time.
Yeah,
too.
It was pretty good. Yeah, I mean, it was all a team effort for sure. But I worked really well with Debbie on this. And you know what? I really liked it. I liked working on
you love being an Indian.
You know what? I thrive best. Tell me what to do. I don't need to lead. I'm happy to be a supporting pillar.
It was hard afterwards to get you to go because, like, I know I got to cover up this honey dish. And I got, I'm like, no, they're interns here. You've got to go home with me now.
No, we but I told Diana, the one who did the table, I told her I would grab all her serving pieces. So I wasn't going to leave without those.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, it was a good night. And you talk about your ass. So we were, you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm
good. What'd you drop? Let me guess.
My snot rags.
Oh. No, it was your vape.
My vape.
Your snot rags are not that heavy. Mm-hmm. But I asked you to do the ask. So we had one friend of ours get up and do her testimony about why she supports this amazing organization. Mm-hmm. And then I said, well, no, we basically nominated you. And I said, yeah, Adam will do it. He'll do it.
He'll do anything.
And you're like, yeah, I'll do it.
No problem. I got no problem asking for money. Yeah. Certainly for other people. And so, easy. For a good cause.
Exactly. Because we like this organization and we support them. Mm-hmm. And you got a really beautiful introduction from Rick Green, who's one of the founders of the Patriot Academy.
Yeah. And then I did my ask and I thought it was pretty good. I did it pretty much all from memory.
You went back to how we met.
I did.
Back at RMHC.
You want me to tell the whole thing?
And how you loved my shoes.
I did.
And how we have this funny hobby that we do together.
Yeah, looking at Form 990s to see what's going on with this nonprofit. Let's see if they're
That's
for real.
That's why you fell in love with me, because you're like, she likes 990s I do.
She likes looking at stuff
She's
like that.
She's like 990s,
So it was good, though, wasn't it?
It was great. It was great.
Thank you.
A lot of heavy hitters there. Hopefully they'll support. Yep. How could you not
And by the way, Pastor Jimmy opened with prayer, which was just beautiful. We got a great group of people out here. Fredericksburg is so awesome. Thank you for choosing this as our home.
I know. No, God chose it. I didn't.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening.
No, I love how we're so integrated into the community. I just love that. But I really enjoyed working with him. And so now we're working on a big fundraiser on August 2nd.
I love sitting next to the oil baron because,
he was blown away too, wasn't he?
First of all, the fact that he came was great. And he's sitting there and he leans out and he said, I had no idea this existed. I had no idea this was going on. This is amazing.
That's what Mark Hall said too.
This is so good. And they've been doing it for 20 years. They've been doing these biblical citizenship
classes. But a year ago, what do they call the replica of the Senate floor? The building that we're in? It's a replica of the...
Of the Texas House.
Of the Texas House. Mm-hmm. And a year ago, that wasn't even there.
It was a shed. I was there. It was a shed.
Yeah.
Literally, like a barn dominium with nothing in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They built that.
They're working their tails off. And then they built 40...
Tiny homes
to house the interns. Yes. And so they have a year-long program where they basically teach them legislation and how to... Legislate,
how to get a bill into committee, how to write a bill, how to argue a bill, how to get it to the floor, how to do it on the floor.
And he said a wonderful thing. And he said, the reason that I'm doing this is for our future, for our kids.
Amen.
My grandkids and their kids. Like, you have to think about that. And he said, what was the saying that he said? Something about a generation. I can't remember.
I don't remember. Either.
Anyway, but he said that the reason that they're doing this is because of God, because
he gave up a very lucrative life of either being a lawyer or a legislator, and went from an 80-acre compound with all their family on it to a 600 square foot tiny home on the Patriot Academy campus.
Yes,
he's an amazing guy. Yeah, and so is his wife and his kids. His kids. I'm like.
That was so nice that you complimented them on their kids.
Well, no, I said, Rick, your kids, you get no credit for that. That's all Kara.
Yes.
But his kids, I'm like, did you never steal a piece of candy? You guys are so awesome. You're just so polite and nice and helpful. And
I'm like, it was nice.
We should take our kids over there. Hey, look at this. How come you're not like this? Be like them.
No.
It's all my fault, of course, but be like them.
No. We have to have color in this world. But it was lovely. And I'm very happy.
I'm super excited to be involved. Yeah.
I'm happy that Debbie asked me to help because it was a lot of fun.
It was really, really great.
Yeah, it was fun.
And so then I just dove right back into Godcaster stuff in my studio. As you say, you're always in the studio, which is true. I am. I apologize.
I woke up this morning and I thought you were getting the coffee ready. And I'm like, where?
Oh. There was an emergency.
Yeah.
Yes. But I just have to say, we were putting together a very intricate deal with a developer. And it took us 2 weeks, and it was just to protect everyone's. It's, you know, a deal like this is like a prenuptial agreement, yeah, kind of.
Of course.
And we put it together, and we prayed. The three of us prayed over it, and then, you know, and the developer got it, and you know, he said, "Well, I got to sit on it, and I'll get back to you tomorrow." He's also a believer, and then he, you know, he said, "Yes, I can't wait to get started." Oh. And it was just like, praise
Babe,
God.
I'm supporting you 100%. You need to move into your studio. I will buy you the right pillow and blanket.
I do not. I
will fill your fridge with snacks, baby.
I need to be sleeping next to you, okay, babe, which is, you've been kind of distant recently.
Well, because I didn't want you to get sick.
Yeah. Oh, and praise God. Praise the ivermectin.
Yes.
I mean,
I told Annette and Jimmy to start taking it.
Yeah, I sailed through it, man.
Yeah.
I didn't get a sniffle or anything. I think that's why
it really didn't linger for very long worse. Because I took yeah, I was taking
we,
the ivermectin.
We know people who had this. It took them a good week to get over
it. Well, so. Tiffany up in Austin, she had the sinus thing for a month.
Oh.
She was miserable.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So anyway.
That's horrible, man.
It's horrible.
Yes.
It's horrible.
Okay.
All right. Well, I can go into my God shot. I have a twofer.
A twofer, everybody.
It's time for Tina's God
twofer. Alrighty, I'm ready.
Okay, twofer. I'm not even sure how to launch into this. Might be a little discombobulated, but this has to do with seeing how much God has healed me because of my reaction to something. So I have a friend, or I should say had a friend, for 45 years. I met her when I was 17. And in the last year, I don't know what's going on. I know she moved from Illinois to Colorado. And she, last time I heard from her was November. We didn't send Christmas messages. We didn't send Happy New Year, Thanksgiving, Happy Mother's Day, nothing. And so I was very aware of this void that was there. And I didn't understand what was happening. And I remember I asked a couple friends, like, you know, part of me is kind of hurt. Like, should I mm-hmm. even acknowledge her on her birthday? Because I was kind of hurt that mm-hmm. she just basically like pushed me aside. So on her birthday, I did what God told me to do and to lead with love. And I sent her a happy birthday message. And I sent her some scripture too. And I said, I hope that God's blessing is, you know, abundant in your family. And so I never heard from her. She never acknowledged it. She never said a word. So to me, that was the
sign.
That the friendship, I guess, is over. And so God led me to two scriptures. And the first one is, and I just finished Ecclesiastes, and this was Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 5. And it says, as you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. So that led me to one thought, which was God closed this door for a reason. I don't know why, but I'm just going to trust him that for whatever reason, right now it's closed. I don't know if it's going to reopen, but right now it's closed. And my second thought was that something must be going on with her and she, I hope that she's okay. So those were my first two thoughts. And then I'm just going to go to another Mark 12 verse 10. And this was, haven't you read this passage of scripture? This is Jesus talking. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this and it is marvelous in our eyes. And I thought that Jesus is our cornerstone, mm-hmm. you know, and so mm-hmm. we have to lean into him. Mm-hmm. So I know this is discombobulated, so just bear with me. So I had, so enduring this rejection and how God transformed me with this friend, the two initial thoughts was God had closed this door for a reason and something must be going on and she's okay. So even though I experienced the sadness because I didn't know the answer, God made me see this rejection from a different perspective, which shows how much he has healed me, which is, it's his plan. Mm-hmm. And I have to lean into Jesus as my cornerstone. And so I wasn't remorsely sad over it. I just hoped that she was okay. And I put my trust in God. Like, there's a reason for this. And I don't know the reason, but you know what? I trust you. Mm-hmm. And even though you close this door for now, and who knows, it may open, it may not. And I'm just going to cherish the 45 years of friendship that I had with her. And I'm going to be okay with it because I'm okay with what God has planned for this. And so to me, I was like, wow,
would have been huge on for like your rejection trauma.
Well, it's total rejection. Yeah. And I didn't view it that way. Mm. I didn't view it that I was being rejected. I viewed it that this is God's plan. And gosh, I still love her and I hope she's okay.
See, people can't see it, but when you talk, you're smiling when you say these things. Oh. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So on the same day, my God shot, what popped up for me was Proverbs 3:5-6. Is right there for you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understandings. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path.
Yes.
That's so true.
I know. But the really profound thing, the really profound thing is we've all experienced rejection in our life and we've all been so hurt by it. But when you put your faith and your trust and your love in God and let him pour your wisdom and your knowledge, you react differently to it.
Yes.
And I think that, I think that along with my work with Tommy Hayes, I think those two things have just so much healing took place and it was so visible with this interaction or this lack of interaction, I should say.
I wish that everybody in the world could have this feeling.
That's my hope. That's why I'm talking about the God shot so that they can think about that and how it really helps you. And I had a couple of the things happen. I had, oh my gosh, somebody was very upset with somebody else and they were judging this person left and right. And I was not partaking in it. Mm. I was not going to do it. And I didn't. I did not. And I tried to gently minister to this person to calm her down. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's like I'm carving a sculpture and one little piece at a time.
The Great Commission, baby.
Anyway,
one carving at a
time. It's all good. I don't know. I am sad that I recognize how powerful and blessed I am that God is in my life at such a late age. Mm. I wish I would have known this.
No, this was all for a reason.
Know.
This is all for a reason.
I know.
Because God's like, and I'm going to save you. And then you're going to do a podcast about me.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's exactly what he does. That's why we're so active, babe.
Yes.
We're in our 60s. We're active. We're working for Jesus.
Working for Jesus.
Gotta love it.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
And quite a lot of Corksoakers there are tonight.
I know.
We got to hear from those Corksoakers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
So, you know, the only thing I'm ever looking for is just the number of people to send us some value. And by the way, I went to the P.O. box. Crickets.
Oh.
You know, like American Express offers for podcasting next.
I know.
It's like, no, I can do that. We have 20 people who supported us for the show. 20.
And I got a lot of messages like, I'm listening. Yeah. Don't stop the show.
Well, a lot of people really, really jumped up and went like, oh, we got to tell them that we listen. And
I appreciate it.
Kicking it off with Marco Frisson.
I know,
Marco. Through the PayPal, $100.
Thank you, Marco.
Happy 10th anniversary, lovebirds.
Oh.
I'm afraid to say, but this is my second Salmonier level. please don't send anything from the U.S. to Europe.
It cost him money.
I'm still very happy with my first set of glasses. Hugs for Phoebe from Marco. Well, thank you, Marco.
Thank you, Marco. That's very, very kind.
Yeah, we won't send you anything. But next time we're in Europe, we may have to send something off locally.
Yes.
And then $100 from Dave Jackson. Dave Jackson, School of Podcasting.com. Do you remember Dave? We met him at the Spark Media Conference.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you, brother. That is so sweet of you.
Thank you, Dave.
That's so sweet that you did that. Then a palindrome, $52.25, 5225 from Cole Dial. And Cole says, in the evening. Oops.
In the evening.
My wife and I recently got married at the beginning of May.
Congratulations.
5225.
I like the number sequence.
We are going on our honeymoon next week and we could use your help. You're asking the wrong people. We would like to purchase some wine to age and enjoy throughout the years. Would you be willing to give us a few recommendations? Well, no. We cannot give you recommendations, Cole, but luckily we have an entire vineyard nation with some very expert sommeliers. I would say the person to give that recommendation
is Michael Anastasio.
Would be our OG sommelier, Michael Anastasio.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll have a answer for you on the show next week.
Well, I mean, in terms of aging well, I would definitely go with reds for sure. A Pinot Noir, a Cab, or a Cab Franc. I know that I like them. I couldn't tell you what brand.
You don't know if it ages well. Yes, a Latour. That'll age very well over the years.
Dude.
I'm good with a Latour.
Thanks, Cole. Happy wedding.
Congratulations.
Here's many blessings for many happy years.
Yes. 3333 from Ashley Slater.
Ashley Slater.
Rocking it right in. She says, I heard your message loud and clear on your episode from May 14th. Since I stopped listening to all mainstream political podcasts once Trump was elected, I need Curry and the Keeper. I receive a lot of value in listening to your lighthearted, anti-stress, love-filled, Jesus-loving podcast. We are still listening. Just wanted you to know. Blessings from Ashley.
Now, Ashley and I, we have become good friends.
You guys are texting.
We're primal body buddies. We're primal bod buddies.
Texting all day long.
We are. We support each other. We, you know, she's got her walking vest. I got my walking vest. We support each other a lot. So I so appreciate that God brought her into my life. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you,
I love
Ashley.
You.
And then $25.33 from Katie Trimble.
Katie is a sommelier. Woohoo!
But does Katie want to be a sommelier?
Yes, do we know? Does. She said, I'm a sommelier already. Get over it.
Well, do we need to bring her into the sommelier-dom then?
Yes,
into
we do. You can do it. You want to do it at the end?
Well, I mean, why don't we do it right now?
Do it right
because,
now.
Yes, I think that we should. We have Decoy Cabernet, Brie and Berries, Pate and Pecorino. We got Heath's Blanc de Bonk, a 24-ounce ribeye, filet mignon smothered with Kerrygold butter. We got a Cab Franc. Keep your cork soaked and your hearts full of love because, Katie Trimble, you now join that very exclusive group of sommeliers of Vineyard Nation. You will forever go down in history as someone who has stepped up to the plate and knows what's going on when it comes to wine. Or at least you have the title to say so because we are making you the fifth or sixth official sommelier of Vineyard Nation. Congratulations and thank you so much for your contributions.
Thank you, Katie. I can't find her original email. I thought I filed it. I can't find it. Where Katie, she said, I'm a sommelier.
Katie Trimble, sommelier.
Yeah, thank you. I got her address, though. So she lives in Franklin, Tennessee. I was just there.
No way.
Way.
Way. Okay, I'm putting Katie Trimble right there in the credits as an official sommelier.
Yeah.
Onward to Catherine Morton.
Yeah. Has Catherine Morton donated before? I think.
I don't recall. So
she has a message, though.
Just in case.
Wait. You've been decanted.
Yes, I have the message. I'm listening. I enjoy the show. So please stick with it. I especially love the God shot and question of the day. Blessings from Catherine Morton.
Oh,
you've been decanted,
Catherine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And there we go with a mini Striper Boost 7777, Sir Brian with an I. So It's about him, obviously. So there was a meetup this weekend, which had been marketed as a Curry and the Keep Up. No, that's not true.
That's not true.
However, Adam ran into some technical difficulty as his supposed AI wife had come down with a glitch. And also, my AI girlfriend couldn't make it either. So we just had a lot of dude time and talked about dude stuff and did dude things. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
Not one of his better ones.
This is why
Brian.
I call him Sir Brian with a lie.
Yeah.
He's full of it. And there is another 7777 coming in from Fountain with the striper boost, the OG Sam and Yay.
Oh, Michael?
Yes.
Oh.
Congratulations on the new car, Tina.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, there's a custom in the New York, New Jersey area to toss coins into a friend or family's new car. Please consider these sats as me electronically carrying out that tradition.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
I did not know about that.
That's really cool. Very nice. I appreciate that.
We got $7 on the PayPal from Michael Hall. No note, but thank you very much. We appreciate that. Todd from Northern Virginia comes in with 5,000 sats, boosting directly from the podcast index, and says, long time no boost.
Boost.
Cheers. Thank you. As always, comics or blogger boosting in from Fountain, 4,851 sats. Howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. This time, I'd like to recommend a podcast that you can find by searching for the following in any podcast app. Podcasting 2.0. It's my favorite podcast that Adam makes, better than the one-sidedly pro-Russia No Agenda, better than Two Alcoholic Keeper podcast, this one, because Tina must stop alcoholizing.
Oh.
In Podcasting 2.0, Dave A. Jones and Adam talk new podcasting features, but also crypto and podcasting industry news.
All kinds of stuff.
I like Dave's techie talks bigly. Yo, CSB.
Wow. Thank you, CSB. That's a nice little promo.
Pastor Combsy lets us know that he's still listening with a smiley face and a prayer hands emoji with 4,760 sats from Fountain. Thank you, Pastor Combsy. We know you're listening. Let's see. Gene Everett, 3,333 sats with a lightning boost. All right, lightning.
Thank you, Gene.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
Boober. Boober comes in 2,720. Looking forward to hearing next week's version of Curry and Turbo.
Yes.
Thanks for the laughs, KTLD, Robert Ludwig. P.S. Not just Brian with an eye listening. Oh. Well, that's good to know.
Did you get Mary Lou Schwarzer?
Did I miss her? I may have inadvertent.
$20?
I did. I'm sorry. Mary Schwarzer. Yes.
I'm looking, Mary Lou. Good thing I'm watching.
Did you have a note from her?
No, there's no note, but I think
she's new. I'm sorry. Yes, $20. She's also new, I believe.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Decanter. Sorry about that.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Decanted.
My mistake. Thank you for catching that.
Yeah.
Gene Everett.
You just did Gene Everett.
He has a second one. 1,000 sats. Mini boost.
Mini boost.
777 from Salty Crayon. Turbo Tina. Vroom. Turbo sounds.
Yes. And so when I turn down our street, I gun it.
So here's what's so funny. So we're on the way to the Patriot Academy, and Tina has all these vases in the back with water and flowers, and she spent at least 10 minutes locking them in, tying it down, putting t-shirts underneath so nothing would spill. And, you know, and it's like, okay, so just make sure that the water doesn't slosh out. And the letter he goes down the street says, when I'm in the street, I like to gun it. I said, dude, you got water in the back. You forgot about it, didn't you? Didn't you feel kind of foolish? That was an Adam thing. I would have done that.
I gun it all the time.
There would have been, there's water in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Although you did, when we go to the airport on Friday, you go, let's take your car. Go. She's too new. She's not ready to be fouled. No, she doesn't. Your car doesn't have a scratch.
And finally, 777 from Salty Crayon. Coming in from Podcast Guru. In the evening, I heard you mention booster grams were low. Don't be like me and have Albie Hub lock out your node. Okay. It's all right.
Brother. I have a couple that you, Jonathan Studer.
I did not see Jonathan
Studer. 1, 2, 3, 4 on May 15th.
Wait.
Was that last week? No, it was last Thursday.
1, 2, 3, 4 sats?
Uh-huh. No. Dollars. PayPal. Jonathan Studer. I don't have a note.
I don't have him here. Did I miss? Oh, there he is. Miss him.
Oh, my gosh. What is going on?
Well, she and Mary.
Mary?
Mary Lou. They're when I scrolled the spreadsheet, they're right under each other. It popped past my screen. So I'm sorry. Yes, Jonathan Studer.
Is Jonathan new? I don't remember Jonathan.
I think Jonathan is new and he's decanted. Oh,
welcome.
You've been decanted.
Yes. A nice sequence. 1, 2, 3, 4, $12.34. Thank you.
And did you get Timothy Emery for $5? Sorry, Vineyard Nation.
I don't see Timothy Emery. I don't see him.
May 14th.
No, that was last
week. That was last week. Okay, hold on. Let me double check just in case.
Hey, stop sending so many donations. I can't track it.
Michael Hall. You got Michael Hall?
Yeah, we got Michael Hall. We got Michael Hall.
We got Mary Lou.
Yeah, got them all. Yes, Katie, Michael Hall at 7. Marco. Yes, I think we got everybody.
School of Podcasting.
Yeah, that's Dave Jackson.
I just want to say a couple things.
Okay.
Holly Glazer, she's a listener. And so she, did you read the email or the newsletter?
I did.
Okay.
So I did. Nice picture of us from the wedding. Another beautiful picture. I don't think that one's in the wedding book
either. It is not. I know. And it's so good. So she just sent me one line. You're the best, Tina. I go, you made my day. Thank you. It's so sweet. And then Donna Crawford, she's become a friend and she is, she has sent us so many wonderful books, wonderful books. So yeah. She said, a lame, silly, not AI poem for you both.
Oh, okay.
You were copied on this.
Not AI. Oh,
and so she said, you don't need to read it on the show. I said, yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
For Curry and his keeper, a momentous day to celebrate yet another year using a bottle from their OG Salmon Yay. But Tina started to feel so drear. A meet up messed up, plans not dressed up, Curry unkempt, and Tina's dream undreamt. So now I wish you both good health and that you both be forever blessed, that your Bitcoin brings you endless wealth, and for you to have Sublime Make Good Fest.
Oh.
Happy anniversary to you. Oh, too.
That's beautiful.
I thought that was sweet too.
No, it's very nice.
Yes.
But that was AI. It's
no, she said it was not.
Almighty intelligence.
Oh, almighty
intelligence. Almighty intelligence.
That's the name of the show.
It comes from above. Yes,
almighty intelligence.
Finally, I've been looking for a title.
You can put in parentheses AI. And then Steve Dew just sent a really quick email. Happy anniversary, you two. Sorry, it's a belated wish. May the Lord continue to bless you and grow your ministry.
Thank you. Oh, we have a ministry. You. That's right. This podcast is now officially a ministry.
It's a Vineyard ministry. So,
thank you all very much.
Thank you, everybody. That was really, really special.
Go to curryandthekeeper.com.
I guess we'll be here next week.
We will. Go to curryandthekeeper.com, read all about us, subscribe to the newsletter, look at the Abood page. And next week, I believe, we'll have the new fountain set up.
Yes.
Yes. We have to get a Stripe account.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I guess I'll work on all that in my spare time in between serving the Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. That was really nice. It's nice to feel appreciated, especially the 20 people. That is really cool. That means so much to us. We appreciate you all.
You know what it's time for?
The question of the week. That's right. Tina's got the question all geared up so she knows her answer. Time to make me look like a fool.
Question of the week.
Hey, question of the week. Here we go.
Easy one. Okay. And in all true transparency here, I'm sitting here. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot to come up with the question of the week. Oh my gosh.
You just made this up while I was doing the donations?
Yep.
Pretty good because you still track the ones I missed. You are a multi-talented woman.
I'm telling you, yeah, I got skills.
Without you.
I got skills.
You do. Skills that pay the bills, baby.
This is an easy one. What's your favorite snack? Like, of all the snacks you could have, what is your favorite snack?
Not a dessert, just a snack?
Just whatever you could, like, I want a snack. Like, what would you snack on?
Gouda cheese.
Gouda cheese?
And if I'm totally honest.
With yogurt.
I haven't done it in a long time. You get some plain yogurt, you put sugar in there, and then you put little blocks of Gouda cheese in it. Don't condemn me, people.
That's weird.
It's the most awesome snack in the world, particularly at night. You're like, I'm peckish. I need something. Plain yogurt, sugar, make it nice and sweet, and then cut up little cubes, little tiny little bits of Gouda cheese, the soft young Gouda cheese, put it in there. Is anyone else, are you yawning?
I'm sorry.
Is there anyone else in Vineyard Nation who does this? Because
well, wait, why do you buy plain yogurt and add sugar? Why don't you just buy yogurt that has sugar?
No, because I like to dose the dosage myself. I don't.
Okay.
But I haven't had that in a long time.
No.
I remember the first time you saw me do that, you were like, Okay, I have to leave this
guy. It's right up
guy.
There with the mayonnaise on the broccoli. Yeah. That's a weird thing.
That's not a weird thing.
I've never, ever seen anybody put... No, only the, you Dutch people.
No,
you're
no,
not even
no,
Dutch.
No, that's a curry thing.
That's a curry
that's
thing?
That's a curry thing. Yeah, that's not a Dutch thing. I don't know. Maybe that's how my mom got it, because we ate broccoli as kids. Maybe that's how my mom got us to eat it. Like, here, put some mayonnaise on it. Okay, Mom.
That's so weird.
Because we ate broccoli
mayonnaise
as kids.
Mayonnaise is a condiment, not a salad dressing. I guess it could be used as a salad.
Broccoli is not a salad.
Well, it's a green.
It's a green.
People chop it up and put it in a salad.
Yeah. You know what? You're just not as elite as, Indiana. Indiana doesn't have making you cough.
No.
What's your favorite snack?
We had canned corn in Indiana and canned green beans.
What's your favorite snack, Tina Marie?
You know, I like savory, but if I had to really, if there was one thing that I could have... And just sit down in front of the television, just snack away. It would be dark chocolate sea salt caramels from Trader Joe's. Mm. And Teresa knows exactly
from
what I'm talking
Trader
about.
Because
Teresa and I would buy a bucket of them and we'd sit on the floor of my apartment.
This
and
is
we
back
would just
when you're in
them.
Chicago.
No, no, no. This is when I lived in Austin. This was before I knew you. Until she cracked a tooth on one of them and she had to stop eating them.
But you still like the dark chocolate sea salt caramel.
But you mean like the fake stuff that I buy you?
Hello, that's lint. And you see the guy in the back with
lint
the chef's
lint is from the dryer, not from the chocolate.
Okay, everybody. I like the men at lint. Hey, baby, I'll see you next week.
I'll see you. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yes,
we love you.
We love you.
And I love you, Adam.
And I love you, Tina Marie Curry. See you next year for another anniversary.
I'll be here.
I'll be here too. Bye, everybody.
In the evening. Vineyard Nation.
Curry and the Keeper.